You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, Art and Soul is about the culinary arts, and joining me is local writer and food expert Jessica Webster, who you also hear hosting the In Crowd every Sunday afternoon here on 89.1 WEMU. Hi, Jessica.
Lisa, it's always a pleasure.
And joining us are the owners of a new restaurant in Ypsilanti called Dolores, Andrew Epstein and his wife Marcella Rubio. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
How would you describe, is it Dolores? Am I saying it right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How would you describe it? What kind of restaurant?
I would describe it as a neighborhood spot with homemade Mexican food, great mezcal, and great tequila.
That sounds good. Like a neighborhood hangout. So are you guys open for lunch and dinner, just dinner? What's the schedule like?
Right now we're open Wednesday through Sunday, mm-hmm. 5 to 10, with staying open till midnight on Friday and Saturday. But we'll be opening for lunch on Tuesday, May 1st, when the farmer's market opens up.
Great.
And at that point, we'll also be opening on Tuesdays as well, going forward.
I think when you say neighborhood restaurant, that does not adequately describe the deliciousness of the food that you serve there.
Oh, thank you so much.
I would almost call it upscale Mexican. Would you call it that? Authentic? How would you describe it?
Well, we want to do, I guess, more traditional tacos that you would find, but we want to put it in a nice atmosphere. So we don't want to do just like a taqueria. We want it to be a place that you actually want to kind of spend more time with and try different tacos, different tostadas, quesadillas, I mean, a little bit of everything.
Would you say that there's something that you would hang your hat on? Like, what is the thing that when we go to your restaurant, we definitely have to order?
Well, we're really proud of our salsas, which we feel like kind of make up the fun aspect of the restaurant, where you can kind of play around with different salsas on different items, as well as the tacos. We've got different types of tacos, carnitas, al pastor, carne asada, a really awesome Baja fish taco, as well as some vegetarian and vegan offerings as well.
Great. And you make your own chips.
We do make our own chips.
Tell us about those a little bit.
I think the most important part of a taco is the trinity of the salsa, the tortilla, and, you know, the meat, obviously. Mm-hmm. So we're really proud of our tortillas, which we get in Flat Rock, Michigan, from a tortilleria. We fry those chips in-house for our tortilla chips.
So you've taken over space that was kind of had become legendary in Ypsilanti, both for what had occupied it and also for its kind of a long empty period, the former Elbow Room, is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what was it like taking what was kind of a nightclub concert space, a little grungy, and turning it into this cool neighborhood restaurant upscale dining experience?
Well, it was definitely an adventure, yeah. I can tell you that.
A good adventure?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. At this point, for yeah. sure, good.
In the rearview mirror.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun. We learned a lot. The reason we wanted to do it was because we're passionate about being in Ypsilanti, mm-hmm. and about Mexican food and tequila and mezcal. So we're really excited now to be actually operating the business instead of in there with a shovel.
Yeah.
How long did it take?
Probably once we were fully committed, like in terms of time-wise, I would say 4 years.
It took us this long because Andrew was the general contractor. He did a lot of demolition himself. It was a learning process for us. Like, we really didn't know what we were getting into when we first purchased the building. And once we really got into it, we realized it was a much bigger project than we initially had anticipated.
But what'd you learn? What could you tell to other people hoping to open a local restaurant?
First, do your due diligence. I mean, once you start a project, you really have to make sure that you have the financing to complete it. If you have a good team or support that to help you, that's the second thing.
But most of all, you know, once you hopefully get to the finish line, be prepared to, you know, love and be obsessed with what you're doing, because, you know, you're not going to be doing anything else. Which we're really excited about.
So you talked about one of the reasons that you wanted to open this in the former Elbow Room was because you really love being part of the Ypsilanti community. What is it about Ypsilanti? And obviously you're raising a family here in the area. What is it about Ypsi that really makes you want to be here?
Well, I just feel like there's a lot of opportunity right now. There's a lot of people like ourselves, as well as artists, that are getting involved in the community, getting involved in, you know, kind of the regrowth, redevelopment of downtown Ypsi. And it's exciting. A lot of people have been waiting for the Elbow Room specifically to turn around and or something to just go in there since it had been vacant for so long.
And Andrew, you have roots here? You grew up around here?
I do, yeah. I grew up in Dixboro and used to come to Ypsilanti quite a bit with my grandfather and used to go to jam sessions at the Green Room on Michigan Ave.
And you're a musician as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I was a bass player for many years and went to community high school.
You went to community high school. You're a musician. Marcella, what involvement do you have in the restaurant?
So we kind of take turns. I'm there during the day doing a lot of the kitchen stuff. So that means along with our kitchen manager, I help develop some of the recipes. I'm also doing a lot of the books and just back-end sort of stuff.
So it took you 4 years to create the restaurant, Dolores. And in that time, you've had two children because you have three beautiful boys that you brought with us to the recording today.
That's correct, yep.
So speaking of family, I know that you're originally from Mexico City. Are any of the foods that you're serving at Dolores, are any of them family recipes?
Oh, absolutely. So, for instance, one of the salsa recipes is a salsa recipe that I grew up with. It's the recipe that my mom would make home just on a daily basis whenever we ran out of salsa.
So what type of salsa? Is that just a straight, like, tomato salsa?
So this is the red salsa that we have, which is just tomatoes. Everything's fresh. So tomatoes, yeah. Serranos, a little bit of garlic, cilantro, and onion. And it was the first salsa that I also learned how to make. Other things, for instance, the chorizo recipe that we have is really came from like my craving of wanting good chorizo. And so that came from me just like trying recipe after recipe and really trying to get the same flavors that I would get when I would go visit my family back in Mexico.
And you both spent about, 10 years in California, too?
We did,
Does
yeah.
that inspire what we're tasting at Dolores?
I think a little bit. I think when we first met, we really became foodies before we knew we were foodies. You know, mm-hmm. we'd go out to eat a lot and go to a lot of the taquerias that we find in Los Angeles. And so, yeah, absolutely. It's definitely inspired by our joint experience in California and
well, everyone I know who's been so far, and you've just opened, right?
Yeah, not even 2 months.
Yeah, has raved about it. I can't wait to check it out.
Thank you so much.
Oh, we're excited.
Yeah.
I have one big question. Who's Dolores?
So Dolores is actually the name of the Dolores Park where Andrew and I got engaged.
In the Mission in San Francisco.
In San Francisco.
And you also have live music because Andrew's a musician. Do you play there as well?
I haven't yet. Maybe one day, but right now we have a lot of great acts, such as this Friday, Dan Bennett will be playing in the first Friday, this Friday, April 6th.
Great.
So we're excited about that.
The restaurant is called Dolores. It is a delicious Mexican food restaurant opened recently in Ypsilanti. The owners, Andrew Epstein and Marcella Rubio, joining us here for Art and Soul. Thank you so much for stopping by and telling us about your restaurant and bringing the whole family.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And thank you, Jessica Webster, for joining us as well on 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.